I want to tell you about a teacher named Miss Kragic. Now, some of the kids said that Miss Kragic was magic. She could take red paint and yellow paint and mix them together, and it would turn orange. She took a pumpkin seed and she put it into a cup of dirt, and a few days later, there was a plant. They said she was magic. She always came up with really fun things for the kids to do. They loved her, and they loved the activities that they planned. But Miss Kragic noticed that sometimes the kids in the class didn't treat each other very well, and that bothered her. So one day she told them that they had a special math activity they were going to do, and they all needed to take off their shoes and line them up along the wall in the hallway. And then she let them run down the hall and slide in their socks to see how far they could go, and they would measure how far everybody could slide. So they were having a great time. They had tape measures and yardsticks, and they would line up and run and slide down the hall. They would measure, and then they'd run back and get back in line again and slide again. And they were having such a great time doing this that all of a sudden a bell rang, and Miss Kragic said, "Oh, my goodness, it's time to go home. Quick, get your shoes and go." Well, they all started jostling around to try to get their own shoes. And she started picking up the shoes and she said, "Hurry up. It doesn't matter which shoes you take. Here, take a pair. Just go. Get out of here." Well, Miss Kragic didn't usually sound like that. They were a little taken aback. So they just took the shoes that she gave them and they went out the door. Well, Jonathan found himself carrying a pair of pretty beat up old sneakers. He knew these belonged to a boy named Robert. And he really didn't even want to put his feet in them, but he couldn't walk home in just his socks. So he put them on, and they were a little bit tight, and he started to walk down the street. And he knew his mom would not be happy that he didn't have his own shoes, but, you know, ever since his sister had gotten sick, she really wasn't paying a lot of attention to him anyway. So he was walking down the street when he realized, "I don't walk home, I ride the bus." But the shoes just seemed to be taking him down the street, and the bus went by without him on it. So he kept walking. And he turned down the corner of this road. The shoes seemed to know where they were going. And he walked up to a little blue house. This house looked like it could use a coat of paint, as did the minivan that was in the driveway. And there was a basketball hoop at the end of the driveway, and it looked like it had seen a lot of action. So he walked up to the back door. That's where the shoes took him. And he opened the door to the kitchen. And right away he could hear a radio playing. And something smelled wonderful. And there was a woman standing at the stove, and she was holding a baby who was fussing. And when he opened the door, she turned around and she said, "Oh, honey, come here. Take your sister and give her her bottle while I chop up the veggies for the stew." So he walked over and he took the baby. Seemed like he knew what he was doing. And he sat down and he gave her the bottle. And Robert's mother chopped up the carrots. And she looked at him and she said, "So, tell me about your day." And he said, "Well, Miss Kragic let us slide down the hall in our socks to see how far we could go." And she said, "Well, that sounds like fun." And just then, two older boys who seemed to be twins came through the kitchen. They were teasing each other and passing a basketball back and forth. And one of them said, "Hey, Squirt, come on out and shoot baskets with us when you're done being little daddy." And so Robert's mother went over and put a box of Cheez-Its and a glass of milk on the table in front of him. And she said, "Have your snack and go out and play with your brothers." And she took the baby and she kissed him on the top of the head. "Well, this is weird," thought Jonathan. But he went out and played basketball, and it was really fun. Now, Robert found himself with Jonathan's practically brand new basketball shoes. He knew who they belonged to. He'd never owned any shoes like this. He knew his family could not afford them. So he put them on, he laced them up, and immediately he felt a little taller, a little cooler, and he got kind of a swagger as he got onto the bus, and he sat down, and the bus started off, and he thought, "Wait a minute, I don't ride the bus, I walk home." But the shoes stayed firmly planted right where they were, and when the bus stopped, they got up, and he got off the bus, and he walked down the street and right up to this big yellow house. He didn't know what he was going to do when he got to the door, but the shoes kicked at the mat, and there was a key underneath. So he used the key to let himself into the kitchen. It was really quiet. Everything in this kitchen was pretty nice, pretty fancy. But there was a big pile of dirty dishes in the sink and a pile of mail on the counter. And on the kitchen table, there was a note that said, "Jonathan, I'm going to be at the hospital until 9, and your dad will be home at about 7. Fix yourself something to eat. Love, Mom." So we went for a walk around this house. It was really big. There were lots of rooms. It hardly looked like anybody even lived there. It was so quiet. He went back to the kitchen and he poured himself a glass of orange juice and he started in on the dirty dishes that were in the sink. Well, the next day, the kids showed up at school wearing somebody else's shoes, you know, and then they found each other and they gave the shoes back. And Robert went up to Jonathan. He had the basketball shoes and he said, "Here, I'm really sorry that I accidentally took your shoes home yesterday. I took really good care of them." Robert said, "Oh, that's okay. Here are your shoes. Your brothers are really cool." And he thought, "Wait a minute, should I be saying this?" And Robert said, "Yeah, I know, they're okay. You know, maybe you could come over some afternoon and you can shoot some hoops with us." Jonathan thought, "Oh, that would be great. And you know, I have some basketball shoes that I outgrew that they're still in pretty good shape. You could have them if you don't mind wearing some used shoes." And Robert said, "I don't mind. I wear used shoes all the time. You probably could tell that. Both of my brothers have worn them already." So a few days later, Jonathan went over to Robert's house after school, and they had a snack, and they played basketball. It was really fun for both of them. And Miss Krajic noticed that some of the children started to be a little kinder to each other and a little more understanding of each other because they had found out what it was like to literally walk a mile in someone else's shoes. They started becoming a little bit better friends. Yeah. So we're not actually going to trade our shoes. You don't have to take them off. You can keep them on your feet. But just notice, everybody is wearing different shoes, right? Because everybody lives in a different place. Everybody likes to do different things. Sometimes it's good to think about what other people's lives are like.